today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Do you have the mind, the will, and power to lead yourself? That may seem like a weird question, but if you can't lead yourself, you will not be able to lead others. If you can't manage yourself, it will be most difficult to manage others. Each day, you see people trying to lead others without having direction themselves. You and I have been given the power of God by His Holy Spirit to overcome and defeat whatever causes us to stumble in this area. We have been given power to do greater works. That work starts with us using the power God gave us to lead and manage ourselves. This power will assist us with positioning ourselves to be examples in the home, at work, and in our communities. You have the power to do greater works. In John chapter 14, verses 12 through 14, it is written, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go unto my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." The thing we should be asking God for is the wisdom to lead ourselves, not money, not clothes or houses. Learn to lead yourself and all that will come. It's a part of the package. Jesus gave the disciples power to lead themselves. Only secure leaders give power to others. That's the law of empowerment. Jesus' disciples were empowered by the Holy Spirit and equipped by Him. They had all they needed to do the greater works. You and I have been given the same power. You and I have been equipped by Jesus Christ. What are you supposed to be doing that you feel you don't have the power to do? What habits do you have that hinder your ability to be effective in the area of your strength? You don't have to tarry or wait for anything else to happen before you start fulfilling your God-given task. Jesus verbally taught, modeled, allowed participation, application, and he assessed the growth of his disciples. He does the same for you and I each day by way of his Holy Spirit. Do you really understand what you have in you as a result of accepting him as your Lord and Savior? You have been empowered to do the greater works. Isn't that amazing? He chose you and I. I told you that you were special. You have his power to lead you. Master that before getting out front. Use it. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.